This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica ratifies arms trade treaty, government fast-tracking key bills to modernize ICT sector, and the Office of the Children's Registry appoints 9 new child ambassadors. The news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. Jamaica is among 40 countries that have ratified the Arms Trade Treaty, which was opened for signatures at the United Nations in New York last June. Jamaica joined St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Burkina Faso, Samoa, Australia, Austria, Belgium, and Luxembourg in ratifying the treaty in a special ceremony last week at the UN headquarters. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the treaty establishes common international standards governing the transfer of conventional weapons, including small arms.
It must be noted that ratification of the Arms Trade Treaty would assist Jamaica in addressing the challenges related to the inflow of small arms into the country. The intention of the Arms Trade Treaty is to regulate international trade in conventional weapons so as to prevent their diversion from the legal market to the illicit trade.
Senator Faulkner says amendments are to be made to the Firearms Act and the Gunpowder and Explosives Act, as well as any other existing legislation which includes relevant provisions for the implementation of the treaty. Several key pieces of legislation are far advanced for the modernization of the information and communications technology ICT sector. These include the establishment of a single regulator for the industry and updated laws to deal with cyber crimes. In relation to the single ICT regulator, the government is reviewing technical proposals and will contract a consultant by the end of July for a 6-month consultancy service. The consultant should submit a report by year end.
The report will review the current administrative and regulatory framework and governance model for the ICT sector and make specific recommendations for drafting appropriate strategic legislation for the establishment of a standalone ICT regulator.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. He was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. A single regulator for the ICT sector is geared at removing overlapping of jurisdiction and generating savings in staffing and other expenditure. The Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, and Jamaica Library Service, JLS, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to boost the dissemination of information on missing children. The agreement will facilitate the installation of 6 computers and printers in libraries across select parishes for the printing and dissemination of information on missing children. Children's Registrar Greg Smith says the partnership will boost the OCR's search and rescue efforts.
The acquisition of these computers will be made possible through the kind sponsorship of UNICEF. And the Office of the Children's Registry, we want to say thanks for the support we have received from UNICEF over the 7-year period since the OCR was established.
Mr. Smith says the OCR has also been undertaking search and rescue training in select parishes in collaboration with the police. And the Office of the Children's Registry has appointed 9 new child ambassadors who will be helping to raise awareness about issues relating to child abuse across the island. The ambassadors range in age from 11 to 16 years. They will serve for a period of 2 years. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has congratulated the ambassadors on their appointment, encouraging them to take the role seriously.
You're in a place to move this country forward. You also have to take responsibility for your position because it is a position that comes with tremendous integrity. And that integrity means that you have to carry yourself in a particular way that people will trust you and that you hold what they say to you in a manner that gives them confidence that you're there to protect them.
Minister Hanna was delivering the keynote address at the launch of the OCR's Child Ambassadors Awards ceremony Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.